me to get centered before I came up here, so that's why I asked for it. So, the end of another year. For a lot, some of us, it was a lot of ends to a lot of years, right, Nancy? Wow. It's a time to reflect on the past, and we're making decisions about what we're going to do in this coming year. And to a great extent, many of us have probably reminisced about what we would have done differently only if we had lived, could live our lives over. Has anybody ever thought about that? What you would have done differently if you could have lived your life over, you know? We might think what we would have done differently in, with our relationships, what we have done differently in terms of, you know, job choices, opportunities we let go by, all kinds of things that has happened in our lives we think back on and say, I wish I had done something different. Many of us might have thought about living a healthier life, you know, when we were younger. I always tell my students at the college that are 18 and 19 years old, you know, be careful what you eat now because you want to take care of your old self. And, right? And that starts now. So, you know, we think about all those things we could have done and should have done. And some of us may be thinking about how we might have lived a more spiritual life, especially with what we've been learning, you know, over the last several years about what a spiritual life looks like. You know, we might have thought to ourselves, you know, I would have lived a more prayerful life, a more faith-filled life, a more peaceful life. But the door is closed on the past. We cannot undo what we have done or erase what we have written in the journal of our life. Our past has departed from us and entered into eternity. Some of those you know, how many people know what the Akashic Records are? Okay, and so that's where the past is now. It's in those records. And as Pilate replied to the Jews in John 19, what I have written, I have written. You know, and I can't do anything to unwrite it. So the challenge in our spiritual journey is that moment by moment, we can only be and express as we are until something happens to encourage us to shift to a different level of consciousness. And many are caught in the endless cycle of evaluating and condemning ourselves for actions we've done in the past, never stopping to realize that our evaluations and self-condemnation is based on hindsight. You can look back now and say, if only had it done something, done it differently. And if we knew what we knew then, we would have done it different, but we didn't. And we did what we knew to do at the time, you know. So this lesson is about how to let go and move forward and how it is time for each of us to realize what I have written, and I am ready to be done with it. What I have written, and I am ready to be done with it. Say it with me. What I have written, and I'm ready to be done with it. All right. And again, at any point in time, we can only do what we presently know to do in that moment. And this is why it's ridiculous to ask the question of somebody, what would you do if you were me? Because the only thing they could say is, if I was you, I would do what you do. Right? So the thing is, we have to understand, you know, it's not... You know, it's interesting. You can ask that of an older, wiser, very experienced person, and they can give you the benefit of their experience. But still, when you hear that experience, it doesn't mean much to you until you actually go through and experience it for yourself. Because you're hearing that, but you really can't grasp it. It's like somebody, you know, holding up a piece of dark chocolate and saying, this chocolate is really good, and trying to describe it. Well, you have know nothing about it until you do what? Bite it and taste it yourself, okay? So... our job is to understand that we are always doing what we know to do in the moment. And our quest must be to go deep within ourselves and uncover the feelings and emotions we have over past events and relationships that we're not letting go of. Everybody just hear that? All right? And if it is possible that our inability to forgive and let go actually has us frozen in the past. We are stuck in times gone by, and most of us don't even realize it. And so we're acting out a lot of times of things that happened years ago, sometimes decades ago, that we're still reacting from in our life. And there's a story that I've shared many times before of an indigenous culture who practiced medicine-less healing, healing without medicine. And what they did is when someone came to them who was asking for healing, they would place the person in the middle of a circle And then a group of people made a commitment to surround that person and focus all their energy on that person and stay with them as long as it took for the person to answer one question. What is it that you are not saying? All right? Their belief is that it is deep unspoken fears and anguish and regrets and unforgiving thoughts and anger and so forth that we hold on to that causes us to be sick. And they found that when the person was able to discern what it is that he or she was not saying and speak it aloud, they immediately began to experience a healing. That's powerful. You know, so for each of us, we got to ask ourselves, what is it that I'm not saying? What is it that I'm holding on to that has me trapped in the past? And, you know, are we not also we're not only holding on to it, but we're not willing to let it go even when we become aware of it. So how many of us are carrying grudges and regrets about what was written, meaning about what we experienced in the past? We too may need to speak and release the anger, anguish, and unforgiveness that is within us. And a good way of doing it, of course, a good way of doing it is to find yourself a good counselor or prayer partner who is non-judgmental, who you can just share with. But in lieu of that, a good way of doing it is journaling. Journaling, because as you're doing that prayer, you know, Father, I release into the head my spirit, soul, mind, and body. Reveal in me that which needs to be revealed. You know that prayer, right? So as you are saying that prayer, that stuff will come up. So the key is when it comes up, journal it. You know, write it, because that way there's nobody judging it but you, okay? And what we say is what's self-observation without condemnation. So journal it. You know, journaling is a wonderful private way to discover and say and release what it is that you're not saying. And Jesus spoke about the notion of letting go in John 8:32 when he said, "The truth will set you free." So when you journal it and you get it out on paper and you get it out of yourself, it gives you a sense of freedom, a sense of ability to let go. So what we need to be free from is what we have written that has us frozen in the past. Okay? So if you have things going on in your consciousness, a lot of times it's drama going on in your mind, body, and spirit about things that happened in the past, then you are still living at that particular time. You guys heard me tell us the Star Trek episode where the Borg was attacking the ship and the captain, these highly evolved beings, took the captain back to where his wife was dying in that Borg attack. And he said, "Why did you bring me here?" And he says, "We didn't bring you here. You brought us here. This is where you're living at the point where this happened to your wife. You have not let go of that. You have not moved on." And for many of us, that's what's happening to us. We're still at that point in our lives where something happened that we're not letting go of. You know, and especially those actions we have written which were painful, we want to let go of. And yes, it's true that others have orchestrated a few chapters in our book of life. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know, they wrote some things in there about us, okay? We actually wrote them, but we let them narrate what we were writing, okay? But it's our reaction to what others have written about us that may have us trapped in a certain mindset, unable to let go and fly. Okay? How many people saw the movie Hook? Oh, wow. All right, you guys got homework. All right? In this movie, it's about someone who forgot how to fly. You know, it's how many of us... Many times I've seen the movie, I didn't quite catch the real metaphor of it until I saw it again. It's a modern-day version of the Peter Pan story. And even though I had seen it many times before, I was intrigued in understanding that it was all about promises made and broken. Okay, it's a story about how a man got so caught up in his modern-day powerful corporate job that he neglected his children, and even more significant, he even forgot the child, Peter Pan, inside of himself. So he forgot how to fly. So it's very possible that what has happened to many of us, if we've forgotten how to fly. We've forgotten what it means to really be free, because we're carrying around all these burdens of things that have happened in the past. We get so caught up in our daily life activities that we become entrapped in them. A lot of us describe ourselves by what we do. Who are you? or I'm an accountant, or I'm a minister, or I'm a, you know what I'm saying? We come to realize that that's who I am because that's what I, that's the job I do. But in truth, that's not who you really are, okay? And it's possible for many of us that it's an unconscious way, being so busy is an unconscious way of helping us to forget those things that have happened in the past. You know, we wrap ourselves up in our jobs and our the things that we do so we don't remember those things, all right? And yes, it is true that the past cannot be rewritten, but the future script of our lives can be written so as not to repeat the mistakes and the pain and the suffering of the past. So sometimes going back and understanding what happened in the past and the lesson that was in it will help us to write a new script for the future, all right? And the past is one of those, it has one purpose and one purpose only, to teach. That's what the purpose of the past is to teach. Just like I teach in business classes, that failure is a good thing because it teaches you what not to do, right? And I think I tell you the story of Peter Drucker, who was this century's leading guru of management theory, said that Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, God was very unfair to them because he let them go from the garage to a $5 billion company in a matter of a few years with no mistakes, all right? And of course, you saw what happened to Steve Jobs. He got kicked out of his own company because now that he had made this big corporation, he didn't really understand how to run it, okay? So the past has that one purpose to teach us about ourselves and how we can be if we would just take time to become fully aware of the moment and all the wonder and joy that it potentially holds for us. So in this particular moment, it's like meeting the moment in the moment. When we actually, you heard me say this before, when we actually talk to each other, we're not talking to each other in the moment. We're talking to each other with our history. Our whole history is in our head as we interact with each other. And so, and if you do something, if the other person doesn't press a button of something that happens in our history, then we project that onto the person. So it's almost like learning how to interact with each other in the moment, just being in the moment. No thought, no feeling about what has happened to me, you know, what might happen here, just being in the moment. It's sort of like effective listening. If you heard me talk about this, it's talked in the salesmanship book and some counseling books. Effective listening is you're listening to a person with nothing at all going on in your head. Nothing. Because you're the only person that's talking, we're going to go, when they finish talking, this is what I'm going to say. Right? Which means you're not what? Listening to what they're saying. Okay? So it's sort of like, how do I meet this moment purely as me, a spiritual being with no fear, just purely in faith, and I'm just being here trying this new thing or listening to this person or whatever it might be. So in the movie Hook, the adult Peter had to learn how to slow down, use his childlike imagination, and think happy thoughts. Now, ask yourself if you can relate. Slow down, learn how to use your childlike creative imagination, and think happy thoughts. Now, did that sound like childless gibberish to you? Okay? If it sounded childish to you, then let's look at what Jesus said about that in Mark 10:15 and in Luke 18:17. Truly I say to you, unless one can receive the kingdom of heaven as a little child, you cannot enter into it. All right? So this means if you cannot receive the inspiration and the blessing of the Holy Spirit, if with awe and wonder of a child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven consciousness. And the kingdom of heaven consciousness is a space in which you receive all the divine inspiration and divine guidance and the answers to your prayers and all the things you're asking for exists in that kingdom of heaven consciousness. But typically what we're doing is we're praying and asking, staying in our ego consciousness, and the answers are coming, but because at the level of the ego, we can't understand the answers, we think God is not answering us. Did everybody just catch that? Okay? So you can't ask God for these things that are way beyond your own intellect, and then when you receive them, expect your intellect to understand them. You have to enter into a whole nother realm of mind. All right, you have to enter into that childlike way of being and listening. And if you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven consciousness, you cannot receive the rewards and blessings that God has in store for you. So the child in you is open and receptive and ready to receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit. But the adult in you has a tendency to challenge the inspiration and blessings of the Holy Spirit and tries to analyze and categorize God's blessings into neat little finite rational packages. You see what I'm saying? So God is saying, in this situation, what you need to do is let go and let me guide you. And your intellect is going, well, wait a minute. What am I going to do next? There's no next. Let go and let me guide you. Well, guide me where? If you don't let go and let me guide you, you're not going to understand where to go when I tell you where to go. You get what I'm saying? All right? And so that's where the intellect is going, you know, just trying to push it into little packages. But the child in you, however, will free you and let you fly in faith that God will never let you fall. Whereas the adult in you has entrapped you and kept you grounded in the fear that if you try to fly, you will fall. You get it? All right? So if you feel like, if you're saying to yourself, well, we want to try this, but I don't think, you know, we might not make it. That's because the adult in you is saying, you know, you're located, operating in fear. Go to your child, and your child will let you fly and move forward in the faith that this thing will unfold as you would like for it to. So we must learn that we are authors of our own lives. We can write tall tales of struggle with survival and money and pride and power, position and recognition. Or we can write a compassionate love story of our life with all the wonder and joy that we can perceive happening in it. And if we do not like the story we have written in the past, we have the divine opportunity to write a new script for today and all of our tomorrows. But whatever we choose to write about, when it comes to time to pass our essay to the big English teacher in the universe, right? There are no changes to the past, because what I have written, I have written, all right? And a strong belief that the key, there's a strong belief to the key that to fulfilling a joyful life is you have to align your heart, mind, soul, and spirit with the truth principles of the universe. So a truth principle is love, forgiveness, joy. The things we learned in the last couple of weeks, faith, love, peace, and joy, okay? You need to align your whole being with those ideas. That which was taught by the great masters like Jesus, those are the things we want to align ourselves with if we want to live a more fulfilling life. And many of us are very much like the modern day corporately important, highly productive, and efficient Peter who has forgotten that he is really Peter Pan. We have forgotten that we can fly. We in our modern day technology endowed world have forgotten that in truth, we are the Christ. And in truth, nothing in the world, past, present, or future, can hold us down. In truth, we are the Christ. In truth, I am the Christ. Say that with me. In truth, I am the Christ. All right? Now, if you can remember that, I am the Christ. Begin to write that into your life script. Each time you feel yourself getting ready to think or say something negative after the words I am, replace the negative thought with I am the Christ. Is that okay? You do not even have to know fully what it means to say I am the Christ, because there is something inside of you that already knows. It's like reading scripture. How many people have read scripture and go, that made no sense to me whatsoever? Okay? But you have to understand, when you're reading scripture, even if your intellect does not understand it, there is something inside of you that does understand it, because the Bible is in you. Right? The Bible is in you. So as you are reading, what is happening, you got the reading of it has to move past your intellectual evaluation and get to the truth of your being, and all of a sudden you will get it. How many people have a Bible verse you have known all your lives and something has happened and all of a sudden you got it? All right? Because you awoke. And so when you get it, that's a piece of awakening. You are awakening to a different level of yourself. Okay? So you don't need to understand. It makes a lot better story to constantly use the idea, I am followed by peace, love, joy, happiness, all those positive things, than it does to write a life story following your I am with negative thought processes. Okay? Because when we follow our I am with negative thought processes, that is an illusion. It is not the truth. It may be a fact, but it is not what? The truth. Okay? So let's not mix this up. Okay? So if you say to somebody, you know, this particular thing is going on, they can see this particular thing is going on. It is a fact, but it is not the truth. All the stuff you see on the news, all the craziness we see on the news, about what's happening in the world, is a fact, but it is not the truth. The truth, as I told you last Sunday, was a woman who saw this homeless man in the freezing cold with no coat, and she went into the store and bought him a really nice, expensive, fluffy, hooded coat and walked out and gave it to him to put on. That's the truth. You get what I'm saying? All right? So we always want to be able to distinguish as we're looking at the world, yes, that's a fact, that's going on, but in reality, that's not the truth. All right? The truth is God is in charge. And the day we remember our true self will be the day we will fly with spirit. It will be the day that all the words that we will write in our life story will be endowed with wisdom and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So as you develop your plans for the new year, by writing all the things you want to accomplish, also make it clear in your heart, mind, and spirit that what I have written in the past is written. All right? I can't do anything about that. There's nothing you can do that's going to change the past, but there is something you can do about what is going to happen in your future. So this new year, and you know, this new day that we've got coming to us, I want you to think about what Jesus said about the past when he was on the cross. He said, it is done, and I am done with it. Amen.